she doesn't like men. She doesn't bother women, but she'll try to bother men. Uh-huh. And it embarrasses me to death. I don't know how she can.
You've trained her for that.
I haven't. Now, that's what everybody tells me, and they tease me to death. They'll say that I trained her that way. I didn't.
Yeah, you've trained her for that.
I really didn't. But have you ever, did they ever have many problems around here with mean dogs and dogs that would bite? And
a few. Not too many.
Did you ever know of anybody that got, you know, injured or any way like that?
Not
I was wondering if
lately that I recall of.
If you had much trouble with that, because it seems like a lot of times the dogs would, in the country, people tell me that sometimes dogs would get kind of wild, you know, and they'd go and they'd have trouble with them.
Well, I think now they're kind of training their dogs to bite this
well,
so many.
They may now more than they did then. Everybody always says that they'll bite the mailman, you know.
Yeah.
Well, a few of them does.
Do they really?
Yeah.
A few of the dogs bite the mail boy. Mm.
I guess that makes that kind of a hard job.
It sure does, and they dread it.
Well, have you ever known one to get dog bit around here?
Here is Harrison, talking to.
Now this next has got to do with animals, different types of them. A male, in a herd of cattle, the male animal.
And he's a bull.
And then the baby one. Would be a little baby cow, is called a
little calf.
And then, what kinds of animals did you use to pull your plow?
Oxen.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never did.
I remember seeing a pair of oxen or two way back years ago.
Oh.
I drove one team
of
oxen just to say that I drove them, see.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, after that, what did you usually use, though, more often than that?
Well, mules and horses and mares. And
mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You call two mules together sometimes to pull. Would that be how they pull the plows usually?
Yeah, team.
Yeah, they do it like that. Well, like talking about when a cow's about to give birth, you say it's going to
freshen.
Yeah, that's that. I never had heard that, and I was wondering if a male horse. What would you call a male horse?
Stud.
And then
stallion. Stallion or stud.
Either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And did people, I guess you had to ride horses most all the time to get around.
Yeah.
Well, that is
the mode of travel back then.
Well, did I guess everybody had to learn how to ride.
They walk.
I learned how to ride quick from the kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kid always wants to ride a horse.
Oh. Well, did they have any, how would they, when they would try to break the horses, you know, did you have to do all that, or were they already tame when
no.
you?
No, I had to break.
You have to break them.
Yeah.
Ward, would this interfere with that?
Oh no, go ahead.
Ward traded for a mule
uh-huh.
the other day. He sells tractor,
uh-huh.
and this fella had a mule. And he wanted to put that in on the tractor. And
mm-hmm.
Ward took the mule,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's the meanest mule I ever saw. Bert turned out of their stable the other day. It just looks mean. And he just run it, our mule, and just turned around and went to kicking at that mule. And he couldn't hardly get out of the way. And Bert got in there and put him back in the stable, put the kicking on.
Oh,